The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. My name is Dana Southern. I am here with my friend and business partner, Gary Green. And collectively, we are Your Car Insiders. We started this unique service going on 10 years ago. And we haven't even considered quitting, have we, Gary?
Nope.
And so going on 10 years ago, we decided to use all the skill sets that we had gained and learned up to that point. And that's the wonderful thing about life. We get to learn every single day. You don't ever stop learning if that's your choice. I guess a lot of people may choose to stop learning, but that's not Gary.
Well, there's people that think they already know everything.
we sometimes talk to people like that, I'm afraid.
You know, it's... We've said it a million times. There is no rule of thumb to a car deal. Leasing could be perfect for somebody. Leasing could be horrible for somebody else. But the biggest thing right now is things that are impacting the car business. And I'm not talking about the country. I'm talking about Arizona. Now, our radio show is a podcast. You can listen to the radio show whenever you want, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on either 960 The Patriot podcast, or you can go to the Your Car Insiders website. I particularly am very careful about helping people out of state. I've done it before, but the problem is you almost have to have a camera. You almost have to have a Zoom meeting in the finance office because how things change. But there are so many variables right now that are affecting the car business. And the biggest one in Arizona is when a Toyota dealership sells on average 350 new cars a month. They have no cars being delivered. The plant, the manufacturers are not open yet, I don't believe. Well, they just started to open this week.
Correct. And, you know, we'll talk more about that, but go ahead.
So what are they supposed to do when they sell 350 new cars and they only have 200 new cars in stock?
Well, as you fully understand, supply and demand takes on a whole new meaning for the consumer. Obviously, supply could mean that there simply isn't anything. But more importantly, for the dealers, if they are down to limited inventory and they only have available what's remaining, what's likely to happen, Gary?
The prices go up. Now, I've noticed some of the dealerships that I do business with for the last, as Dana said, going on 10 years, have an inventory problem. And I'm still able to arrange great deals for people, but I don't believe they're the same great deals we were getting 3 or 4 months ago.
Well, and I believe that's completely true. Now, in relationship to our service, I would suggest that, as I alluded to a few weeks back, I think the benefit that we provide to consumers during this time is arguably far greater than any other time since we've been doing this.
I had a young lady call me, and it was the normal circumstance would be me calling my friend and saying, hey, do me a favor, let me know when the car's there, and she'll come in and pick the car up. There's never any deposits done. There's never anything other than let's get together when the car comes in. Well, the car was supposed to arrive on the 26th, which is today. The car arrived on the
23rd or 22nd.
So I got a phone call that the car is here. Get her in here. They are chasing me for the keys. Now, I've done business with this guy for 9 years. I know him over 20 years. And they were yelling at him in the dealership, you had no right holding a car. The strict rules were, so my friend's exact answer was, well, you know, Gary brings me a lot of business every year. Do you not make an exception to that? So when I showed up in the dealership and 30 minutes later, all the paperwork was done. The car was already washed. I was leaving in 30 minutes. All the woman had to do was sign. And the general sales manager actually said to me, he says, you know, I actually gave Jim a really hard time because he put a car away for you. He said, I could have sold that car 5 times since it came in. I said, no, you could have only sold that car once.
However, he might have made 5 times as much profit.
But to me, that's short-sighted.
Well, because you and
they,
I know that.
If they would have sold the car.
Of course, Gary. What a penalty. You would never have forgiven them. That's not even a remote.
Ever, ever, ever. Because our business is very simple. Relationships. I got a phone call from a gentleman, radio show listener, wanted to buy a used car. And he told me he found the car, and he found it on 2 websites. First car was on CarMax website, and the second car was at a local Phoenix dealership. And I explained to him that I really can't help you with the CarMax transaction. They do not negotiate, and you're getting your own money from your bank. So when we continue speaking, and a very, very nice man, enjoyed the conversation with him, and the best part about it was, don't you enjoy when you talk to somebody and they actually understand that we're trying to help them and point them in the right direction rather than trying to sell them something?
Yes, it is far more enjoyable to speak to people that have a clue of what it is that we actually do than assume that we're trying to sell them something.
Now, Dana and I talked about the used car that was at the local dealership, and he and I both knew that we were not going to be able to buy that car for the advertised price online.
Meaning that the dealership historically advertises vehicles for a price they're simply not willing to sell it for. It is a dealership that Gary and I simply choose not to frequent because of those types of practices. When we go to a particular dealership, unless it's a used car and that kind of dictates,
well, this was a used vehicle.
But more importantly, sometimes you're kind of stuck in that quandary. What do you do? Well, the one thing for sure, if you don't mind being lied to, Gary and I don't like that, and of course we don't deal with that. We understand what's true and what's not true. And so ultimately, does Gary want to go with a client into an environment where they have absolutely no intention whatsoever of honoring the price? They have every intention of raising it each and every way they can. And more importantly, Gary's there to provide a service.
Well, Gary wasn't going to be there.
Well, of course, and I don't blame you.
It was really simple. I called a friend that used to be the general manager of that dealership, who is friends with the current general manager, who I worked with about 20 years ago, and we were friends. We just lost track over the years. I didn't have a cell phone number, so I asked my friend to reach out to my other friend and have him call me. Well, he called me later that morning, and we talked about the car, and I gave him the stock number, and he said, Gary, I know the car all too well. It's probably not for sale. I bought the car on a buy bid. It's actually on my inventory, but the dealership may not be giving me the car because they may already have it sold. So, well, let's just pretend it doesn't get sold. When would you know it would be available? He said, I might know it would be available on Wednesday. Now was the big question. It was advertised for $23,000, let's say $900. It might have been $20,400. So I asked him, if the car was available, what could the client buy the car for? It was over $2,000 more than the advertised price. Now, the advertised price of the car boiled down to if you have to pay close to $26,000 for the car right now, would a brand new model with 0 miles, the newest technology, an upgraded body style, and go from a 17 to a 20 and cost you roughly $2,700 and be able to finance the car with 1.9% for 72 months.
Which means it didn't even cost $2,700 because you couldn't get 1.9% for 72 months.
He thinks he's going to get 3%. He believes, from the conversation he had with his bank, and I believe him, that he's going to get around 3%.
I think he could. Today, with great credit, 3%, 72. I mean, now a dealer would tell you that it's not possible
right.
in most cases, but we know that with
we
the
know
right
where
credit.
To, exactly. It's what we know and what the dealers think we know. But the funny thing was,
they know what we know.
When it was
I think.
All said and done, the gentleman was like, I'm looking forward to meeting with you. I understand that the car may not be there when he has a very busy schedule. And I'm okay with that. But I can't hold a car for a week on a what if. They held the car for 2 weeks on the incoming car because they had we'd already agreed to everything. Now, the dealership had one car in that trim level, and it happened to be in the color that he wanted. So I explained to him a bunch of times, and just like Dana does, we're not here to talk you into anything. But my goal was to explain to him, why would you buy a used car versus a new car if you're only going to be out this much money? Now, you buy a used car that's 3 years old with 15,000 miles. What happens to the warranty when the car's 3 years old?
It's just as over as it would be if it had 50,000 miles on it. The time or miles, when you bring that up, Gary, besides the lower rate, when you say that $2,700 more for the new one, not true at all, as you know. But often people don't think about this.
It was about $1,000 savings in interest alone.
Well, I'm thinking about the fact that when and if the time comes to replace his 3 year newer car, it's probably going to be worth that $2,700 that he spent up front. And that's often, again, what people don't think about. People think, oh, gosh, the new car's, you know, too much. I'm going to save money by buying this almost new one. You really, again, each circumstance stands on its own, but you need the right direction in order to make the right decision, especially today. And if you would like advice, guidance, and help that's only meant for you, you can reach Gary at 602-525-1370. I'll repeat that slowly. 602-525-1370. There is a 100% chance that he will protect, guide, and get you the best possible terms you could hope for with no shenanigans.
Very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. They truly understand what it is that we try to do for our clients.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice, and when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale, or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monta Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Vision loss is not something that you feel until it happens.
Most people lose their vision from diseases like macular degeneration and glaucoma, not at birth.
With macular degeneration, you lose your central vision.
You have a blind spot right in the center of your face, so I can't actually see your face.
So even that little circle in which I could see became a big blur.
I was 65 when I first was diagnosed with glaucoma.
There were no symptoms. I had no headaches.
3 million Americans have glaucoma, and half don't even know it.
11 million people in the United States have macular degeneration.
You lose mobility. Independence changes your entire life.
So many eye disorders can be treated if caught early.
My husband tells me that I have beautiful brown eyes, and I don't want to lose that.
Make a plan today to get your eyes checked.
Visit brightfocus.org to learn more.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. Remember, if you'd like our help, and that's what we're doing, we're helping you. We're not selling you anything. You can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. I want to send out a very special thanks to Joey Staples, his team at Earnhardt Honda. They truly understand what it is that Dana and I try to do for our clients. Our relationship with Joey's almost 10 years. He's been involved with us since it started. And the thing that we have is with our relationships, we don't have to shop one dealer against the other. Now, when people shop but without going to the dealership, the thing that they need to understand is unless you have something signed by a manager in an email, in writing, everything that you've talked about is a discussion.
Conversation.
Now, we always look at things that affect the car business. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today is the fact that Hertz filed bankruptcy last week. Now, what sickens me about this is it's going to annihilate the value of late model used cars.
It's going to bring a ton of late model cars into the marketplace that weren't going to be here.
And the key to that is they're going to be bringing in a ton of late model rental cars into the market. But this was the part that sickened me. New York Post, May 26, 2020. In the business section, Hertz handed out $16 million in retention bonuses after filing bankruptcy.
All the golden parachutes.
How does that work?
Gary.
And they were looking for bailout money.
I'm going to leave it alone other than that is not our expertise.
It's just something that when
I know what you mean.
Because I wanted to talk about what's going to happen. Dealerships right now are buying an abundance of late model used cars directly from Hertz. And trust me when I tell you, they're not overpaying.
And the catch 22, and this is something that really is important for, you know, the current times. We spoke about several weeks ago the fact that many of the new car dealers, when it comes to the vehicles that people are looking really to buy, they're getting, in some cases, down to where they literally have none in certain trim levels. They're down to, you know, just a few colors in certain trim levels. It's one of those circumstances where they're doing all this advertising. There's been this pent-up demand for people wanting to replace cars and get cars. And unfortunately, what's going to happen to a lot of people. And I pray that it doesn't happen to the people that are listening to us, because they could pick up the phone and reach out to us, and it for sure wouldn't happen. But what's ultimately going to happen is the dealers are going to do everything in their power to switch you from the new car that you had in mind to, more than likely, a late model used car. Because if they don't have the new vehicle in inventory that you have in mind, and they're not going to get one for the next several months, how do they sell you a car? Well, you might think going in, well, they don't. Well, that's not necessarily true. If you go into a dealership, then it really just boils down to the skill sets, ability, and presentation of the person that you meet that will either redirect you to a new way of thinking, and that, okay, well, I guess I do need to get a used car. And I guess, let me put it this way, if you're going to get advised to make a major decision and then change that to something different, I promise you, you'd want Gary or I guiding you through that switch, and not a salesperson at a car dealership or a sales manager at a car dealership doing that, because I can promise you it would be night and day different what would happen.
One is us looking out for your best interest. The second is looking out for the dealership's best interest. We're not interested in lining the pockets of the dealerships. Our goal is to protect our consumers through every step of the transaction.
And we meet our goal, so there's no confusion. We not only meet it, we exceed it. Every possible decision that a person would make in making an automobile purchase. And often, there's people that reach out to me, and they really want to pay cash and buy a car. And by the time we've known each other and talked to each other, they've leased a car, because that's what they really needed to do, and that was how they could spend their money the wisest, and that's the way that they now love me, because they thought they knew what to do. They didn't know what to do.
And it's the point of showing you the best way to buy a car. Leasing a car is not for everybody. Paying cash for a car, in my opinion, is for nobody. It's one of the, I know that people talk about you should live debt-free, you should do this, you should do that. If you have the money to pay cash for a car, but your money can earn you more than the interest would cost you on a depreciating asset. Cars, for the most part, do not go up in value.
Very rare.
One of the brightest things I used to use when someone by the name of J. Paul Getty used to say, buy
the oats. That one or a different one?
Well, it used to be what you should buy and what you should lease or rent. Now, I'm a believer in this.
If it eats right. or
one of the things that I always talk about is paying cash for a car.
Eats or depreciates was
right. And I can't remember exactly what his term was, his phrase in it. It's going to make me crazy. I'm going to Google it in the next break. But at the end of the day, all we're trying to do is show you the best way to pay for your car. And the worst thing that can happen is when you're in a car dealership and you're lied to. So when you call me up and you want to talk to me, and you're talking about the car that you lease that you're now 40,000 miles over, but the salesman told me they would take care of the miles at the end of the lease. Dana's been doing this longer than I have, and I've never seen ever a lease program that waives your excess mileage penalty.
No, and what happens, and of course the people that are pitching this lie, well, they're counting on a few things. One, that they're not likely going to work there when your lease comes to fruition, and that's the most likely thing, because if it was a good, honest person, they wouldn't guide you that way. Agree or disagree?
Absolutely.
And so the bottom line is, when you are looking to make a transaction today, especially, and Gary, correct me if you think, because he mentioned earlier that it's costing more than it would a few months ago for the exact same thing, and meaning as an example.
And I think it's going to get worse.
Oh, I'm that's exactly where I'm going. We, of course, you know, again, one of the deals that happened to be at Joey's store just a few days ago had to do with an incredible deal on one of only five models, now four models left. And it's one of those things where if they're going to do something really nice for someone, it's probably going to be us because of what we do for them, which doesn't cost them a dime.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a Trane Comfort Specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new Trane system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality Trane system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Hey guys, let's play some video games.
This new dad plays video games with his sons, but the challenge feels like he's lifting a metric ton.
So many buttons.
His avatar just stares at the walls, twists and turns and somehow falls.
Help me.
He's tangled up in the controller's cords.
I just don't understand this crazy digital world.
Crazy, crazy digital world.
Heroes and warriors.
But the love from his kids is totally apparent. Ooh. See, you don't have to be perfect to be the perfect parent.
You should have just played catch. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of siblings in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders. You know, at this particular time, with all the advertising that's going on, and we've talked about it so many times, that the manufacturers advertise these incredible lease payments and they show these really low numbers and they show the top of the line models. The reality is, as I mentioned earlier, and as Gary and I have been talking about, if you are even remotely thinking or needing to get a new car or truck, and you're not in a position where you can wait several months. As Gary mentioned, the factories, and it's not all factories, but several of the factories were scheduled to open back on the 18th of May. And I know in the case of the Ford, I think it was two separate plants, already had workers test positive for COVID after reopening. And I know they're doing all kinds of screening and different things, but I think that there's quite a bit of unknown as to when they do ramp back up production. You know, Gary had mentioned weeks ago that they're not going to likely go to 100% production, you know, immediately. It's probably going to be a much smaller percentage than what they were making previously for a variety of reasons. So right now, I think if you're thinking about getting a vehicle, it may simply be too late. If you want a certain car, a certain color, certain model, and it's something that's desirable, it's at least a 50% chance there isn't one right now.
And here's the most important thing. 99.9% of the people that I speak to in Phoenix think the dealerships are starving, think the dealerships are desperate, and thinks the dealerships are going to pay you to take the car because they're not selling anything. This couldn't be further from the truth. Now, when we talk about things, the things that we talk about are things that we read. We don't make things up. So one of the things that I saw in an Auto Week article was talking about not rushing into an 84-month loan. Now, the only loan that I've ever really talked to people about that's 84 months, with the exception of less than five people, has been if it's 0% on a new Hyundai.
So that's just recently, because up until recently...
And it's gone already.
And it's already, correct.
They eliminated from the Elantra. But here's one of the things that I'm reading right now. And I just want to call this guy and say, really? He writes for Auto Week, and it's here's what to do if you can't make your car payment. If you're struggling and you're out of work.
I'm afraid to even hear this.
Well, he puts refinance your car.
Oh, gosh.
Now, what you have to understand is I will never forget when one of my salespeople went out and filled out a credit application with the customer. And the customer was trying to trade a car in and buy a new car. So it was the scenario went like this. Customer wanted to trade in car, buy a new car, lower their payment. Now, that's extremely difficult to do when you pull the credit and the credit score is less than 500.
That's a challenge.
And the reason it was less than 500 was he was currently 60 days down on a car payment.
Another challenge, especially being car specific.
Okay. Every one of his credit cards was
maxed out.
Maxed out and late.
And over the limit, I'm sure.
And he did not have a mortgage, so he was not a homeowner.
So not the stability that they would hope to have.
And then I look at the credit app, and there's name, address, employer. And there was no address for the employer. So when I asked the salesman, did you really write unemployed? Folks, if you're struggling, there's one thing that I can tell you can do. It's called a forbearance. And what the banks are doing, and most of them are limiting it to two monthly payments. You can take the two payments and you can add them to the end of your loan without affecting your credit. However, I spoke to my son, and I don't know if he did it or not. I don't care if he does it because he has a lease and it's very low miles. If you do a forbearance agreement, per what he told me, on a Honda lease, they will gladly add the two payments to the lease. However, they don't add the miles. So if your miles is 1,000 a month, you don't get it. Now, the one thing my son needs to understand, if he keeps that car 2 months past the end of the lease, he now also has a car that has no warranty. And my son's luck, something will go wrong, and he'll have to fix it in a lease car. Folks, all we want to do is help you. We are not selling you anything.
Remember, help you leave with more money than you would leave if we were not there. That's the bottom line.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I want to send out a couple of very special thanks. You know, our business is based on one word. It's actually two words. First word is relationships. Second word is transparency. The worst thing that people have when they buy a car and they don't understand what happened is those two words, buyer's remorse in the morning. So I couldn't think of a guy, really, that's any more transparent than Adam Breen at Earnhardt Hyundai. But the funny thing is, it's the same transparency when we go to the Honda store. It's the same transparency when I go see Bill Brixey at Riverview Nissan. It's the same transparency when we go see Chad.
The Kia dealership.
And, you know, I mentioned...
Or Alex.
Alex. And Alex, I love Alex to death.
We see David.
we see David. And the funny thing is, I have a friend of mine that wanted to buy some vehicles, and it was really, it was a six-truck transaction. And they put me in touch with a gentleman that I've only done a little bit of business with, and it couldn't have been. He is so professional. He does an unbelievable job. Now, one of the things you have to understand about me, don't email me. Okay? If you would like my help and you send an email, I will be happy to reach out to you. And one of the first things that I will tell you is please don't email me. So when I was dealing with this gentleman at Rodeo Ford, I told him, you have to do me a favor. You're going to email me the invoices. You're going to email me the buyer's orders. You're going to email me the window stickers. Text me as soon as you send the email, because I don't get emails to my phone. And it's not because I don't want to. I had an issue with Cox Communications that if I opened up an email on my T-Mobile phone, when I got home, that email was already out of my inbox. It's like it never showed up. So I didn't want that. I'd rather read the emails later. So the easiest way to communicate with myself is 602-525-1370. Also, if you'd like to reach out to Dana, 602-679-8324. You know, we mentioned the Honda store. We mentioned the Ford store. You know, it's when someone calls and they want those cars, and even when they call and they say they want a Kia and we go see Chad, it's refreshing because the most important part of the transaction is you have to get out of the finance office. How you entered it.
Or ideally, the way that you should leave. There are people that go into the finance offices across the valley, and this is really sad. I hope that people are actually listening to what I'm about to say, because it happens to your family members. It happens to people that truly cannot afford it. It happens sometimes to you, the person that's hearing what I'm saying right now. The dealerships, especially in the finance department, if there's going to be rogue activity, if there's going to be something that...
Larceny, you mean?
theft, larceny, cheating. There's lots of words, and sometimes...
Semantics, play on words.
Well, as you know, another famous person, I think the same guy maybe, more people have been robbed with a pen than they have with a gun. And the bottom line is, over time, we have talked to so many people that have been taken advantage of prior, of course, to meeting us, and had so many different things essentially stuffed into their terms, meaning now, that they had a warranty put in there that they really didn't understand or agree to buy. There's gap insurance and maintenance products in there, sometimes for extortionist numbers. And when we ask the people about, you know, how did they agree to pay so much?
It's always when they do it by a payment.
It's not only by a payment, or often it's they didn't even know that they had it. It's just shocking to me. And when people go into that office, there's a certain level of trust, I think. I think what happens is
they let their guard down after they think they bought a car.
Exactly.
They think that they're going to go into a finance office.
With someone that's like a banker who's going to do banking.
And the first thing that person's trying to do is make
as much profit as they possibly can on
the person. He's also communicating with you like he cares about you. He starts talking to you about your vacations. He starts talking to you about the church that he goes to. He starts talking to you about his children. I used to laugh. There was a guy that I knew that wasn't married, and he literally had the pictures that he bought in the frames at his desk to make people the impression he was a family man.
And it's sad, but that's not as rare or as uncommon.
As you would think.
And I guess that what I'm trying to get across, at least in what I'm saying right now, lots and lots and lots of people hear what they want to hear. They think that they got the benefit of the deal that they agreed to. And it's often years later when they meet Gary or I that they find out what
actually
happened.
How many times have you heard somebody say to you they threw in a warranty?
Probably at least 100 times over the course of 10 years, maybe more, maybe less, but close.
Is people that think 72 months is 5 years.
Well, that's another thing, and that's the other thing that happens so darn often. And hear me as I'm talking about this, because, again, if it's not happening to you, whether it's your child or your mom, people that agree to terms, they spend all that time negotiating, and like Gary said, they finally go, whew, it's over. We bought a car. Well, now you're going in to the best negotiators in the entire dealership who, if they can't honestly sell it to you,
they're going to try to cheat you into it.
And again, you don't necessarily know what is true when they're saying it. I've been in these offices with them, and they're describing the benefits of the product. And I know for a fact
it's not the way the product works.
Exactly. But they're making it sound better than it is. And I guess the key is that for the small flat fee that we collect at the end of the deal, do you think, Gary, that $400 less than paperwork fee?
Here's the biggest thing. Even when I'm there, there are times that I give the finance manager the benefit of the doubt when I read something and I see it's wrong. So when you go into the car dealership and you buy a warranty, okay, and you call me and you tell me, well, I bought this warranty and now they're telling me it's this. Well, tell me what the paperwork says. One of the worst ones I ever saw was somebody bought 12 months worth of oil changes for $2,500 and they thought they bought a 100,000-mile warranty. They signed the piece of paper. Now, the
attitude
of the dealership was they should have read what they signed before they signed it. So once you leave and once you've signed, now I've had instances where the warranty that was purchased was 7 years, 120,000 miles, or 8 years, 120,000 miles. I look down and there's the screen and there's the warranty paperwork and the box is checked 6 years, 100,000 miles. Now, if you don't catch those things, you need to catch it all before you leave, because not only are you going to sign a document that's the warranty contract, you're going to sign a disclaimer with a sales menu that shows you what that product was. So when you went back to the general manager and you tried to discuss it with them and say, well, you do realize you signed the paper and you do realize that you also signed this paper that shows that it was this. Sometimes after the fact, you are toast. And remember, first line on the Attorney General's website, there is no cooling off period. And on top of that, you sign a piece of paper when you're in the dealership that there is no cooling off period. But the last thing I want to just say real quick, the John Paul Getty phrase, if it appreciates, you buy it. If it depreciates, lease it. Oil tycoon John Paul Getty. No, instead of just posing a quote, why don't you say something about it? That was his quote. If it appreciates, you buy it. If it depreciates, you lease it.
And I can tell you that we've talked about this many times, and Gary, just in today's show, has at least a few times said that, you know, clearly leasing is not for everyone, and it's truly not. But there are so many more people that should be leasing than are. And the reason that they're not leasing is one of two things. They either don't understand, or ultimately it wasn't presented to them and they weren't given the opportunity. There are times, and Gary and I know this for a fact, that when, let's just say that you're currently leasing a vehicle, but for whatever reason, you need to trade out of it. Well, Gary and I know that if we help you trade out of that lease into a vehicle, that more than likely, you just making the wrong decision on where you went could cost you anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 times our fee, making just that one mistake. Won't tell you what that mistake is, but I can promise you what I just said is a fact. And so it's what we don't know that hurts us. It's not what we do understand that hurts us. It's what we don't understand that hurts us.
You know, and it's we were talking, and I started with that article, and we were talking about the forbearance on the payments, and we were talking about the refinancing of car loans. It even gets better. The more I read about this guy, the more I want to poke right in the eyeball. How about this one? Find someone to take over your loan or your lease. And the website is actually called Swap-A-Lease. So what you have to remember, and this is the one thing you have to find out, it's your responsibility to know. You lease a car for 36 months and you decide you don't want the car anymore and you put your car on the website. Most of the time, in order to properly transfer a lease, the new buyer has to assume your lease.
Sign a new contract, be approved through the lender, and have the contract now be with the new lessor, not the person that originally leased it.
Now, my understanding is even though if you do
you're
that
still responsible.
Certain times,
you're
you
correct.
Could still be responsible
you,
for the car.
You are correct. The
so
original...
You lease a car for 3 years and 36,000 miles. You let the car go at 18 months. The car only has 8,000 miles on it, and the guy turns the car on with 36 months and 80,000 miles on it.
The original person would still absolutely unequivocally be responsible. You're correct. And so, I have a client just recently, buddy, as you talk about it, within a week ago, he ended up getting a Mercedes like a year ago and for whatever reason doesn't need it anymore. He's got like a really attractive lease payment. It's like a nice Mercedes that's about a $600 lease payment. And he's like, you know, how do I get someone to assume the lease? I said, that's not something.
Yeah.
I just went through, you do it through the manufacturer. The only way that I would ever recommend, I think Gary feels the same. Do you, Gary?
Through the manufacturer.
Only way.
I mean, when I read this, and this article is actually on Auto Week. It's from May 11th of 2020. So to me, when I read this from Auto Week, it actually makes me feel like this guy doesn't know the first thing about the car business.
And Gary, think about as people read this and they look at stuff like this, they I assume have to think, well, this person must know what they're talking about, and maybe they follow that advice.
Here, the thing that I always joke about, I always love when a lawyer says my interpretation of the law is. Okay, there is no interpretation of the law. You know, we're not here to talk about viruses. We're not talking about illnesses. But that old phrase always makes sense to get a second opinion when it comes to a doctor. Now, each week, all it is that we try to do is to help you buy a car. I have a friend of mine that called me, and I know Andy since 1980. And Andy's moved to Phoenix, and his wife needed a car. So she likes Nissans. So they gave a Nissan back, and they leased another Nissan from my friend, Bill Brixey, at Riverview Nissan.
Great guy.
So this week, my friend needed a new car. And we negotiated a car deal over the phone because I explained to Bill that my friend's wife had just finished chemotherapy. She was not interested in leaving her house to go to a car dealership to buy a car.
Talk about that before we're done real quick, because we can help him not go there.
So we're not going to the dealership. The car's going to get delivered tomorrow or Thursday. And it was all about, she was more interested in a color than she was a payment. So she actually paid $22 a month more to get a blue car instead of a white one. But the catch was that blue car had an $1,800 premium package. But since it was in a lease and you can residualize that $1,800, it didn't affect the payment as much as she thought it was going to. But folks, please, if you're looking at buying a car online, please call us.